upset about that I haven't got to talk to you about.
Yeah.
The Gym Nasty Boys broke up.
Yeah, dude. Why?
I don't know. I think there's some kind of beef or drama there.
Do you think actual beef or work beef?
I think it might be actual beef,
man. I think they're
kind of
upset with each other. I don't know what happened, but I guess they just had different ideas. And it sucks because, like, the Gym Nasty Boys is what sold me on local wrestling. Like, one of the main factors in it. Like, those guys.
Listen, like, I've never seen them work live.
And you never will.
And I never will.
Gosh.
Hey. You're going to want to cut this part out for Instagram so we could tag the Gym Nasty Boys in it.
Okay. Yeah, I sure will. White, Mike, Timmy Lou, we love you guys and we miss you guys. And I'm sorry for whatever happened, you know, and I just wish my friend Shane could.
You guys have to come back. You got to come back for one more match just so I can see you. And then after that, break up.
Yeah.
I'll wear the Yamley Matters shirt that Austin gave me.
Yeah, and I got the Gym Nasty Boys in the Hood shirt. You guys signed a 8x10 for me.
You guys are so funny. And now you guys are so buff.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
I don't know what's going on here, man. It just sucks real bad.
You guys were in the tag team issue of the Pro Wrestling Illustrated greatest tag teams of all time this year.
Yeah, we're in the top 50. You were both in the PWI 500. We follow you. We love you, dude. I just hate it, man. That's all right. I hate to start this off on a sad note.
I went to Galaxy's Edge yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
I took a picture with Salami.
Nice.
And send it straight to you.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Hey, real quick to all of our listeners out there, if you see Salami anywhere out in the wild, take a quick selfie with it and tag us at Nice Boys Podcast. We want to see your Salami pics. Hashtag Salami Nation.
You were just sending me pictures and videos of Galaxy's Edge because I can't wait to go. And then you sent me a picture with a Salami that just said Salami. And I said, dude, I want Salami. And you said, I kind of always want Salami.
It's true. There's not a time that I can think of in my life where I didn't want Salami.
Hang on. Let's let Siri do it for us.
Salami. Dude, I want Salami. I kind of always want Salami.
It went just like that.
Dude, I kind of always want Salami. Hey, have it read another one of our text messages.
Those guys stink.
Anyway, I got a sand transporter. What would you call this thing?
It's what the Jawas use.
It's a little Jawa thing that they drive around in. But it's made of wood, and it looks like all beat up, which is I think is really cool.
Yeah.
And then you open the little door, and there's just two little stinky Jawas in there. Just two little stinky boys. Little stinky guys.
You know what Siri would say about that?
What would she say?
It's over for these hoes.
These are all mine and Shane's thread, just different stuff, dude.
Yeah, man. My mom brought me over a bunch of my old childhood shit. And in that shit was from the year 2001, a Bible Man combat manual.
Yeah, that looked cool, dude.
You want to see it?
Yeah. Can we read it?
Grab it real quick.
What's in there?
We'll read it. We'll see.
You'll grab it.
I don't remember.
You can't tell cause it's daytime, but I got the LEDs installed.
I was faking this Bible Man shit. Let me tell you right now. I've been in it since at least 2001.
Absolutely.
Definitely earlier than that.
Yeah.
But I got the Bible Man combat manual. Do you want me to read your mission? The introduction?
Yeah, please.
Hi, everyone. Did you know that God can make any of us superheroes? God promises that he will give us strength and power. We need to overcome evil and stand for what's right. He asks us to learn and understand the word and keep it in our hearts. God doesn't care how old we are, how big, how small, where we live, if we're physically strong, if we trust him to go in the combat, he will be our guide.
Nice.
We can all be superheroes. I'm glad you've chosen to go the way of the training.
We could be heroes.
Stuff you'll need: a Bible and a dictionary.
Need a dictionary for Bible Man.
Yeah,
wait,
dude.
Hang on a second. So what's it called again? The Bible Man War
Combat Manual.
You shouldn't need anything else.
I should just need the fucking combat manual.
The combat manual should have all the tools and answers you need.
That would be the most tactical way.
But why would you do that, William?
William, do you want me to read the introduction by Willie Ames?
Yeah, dude.
Watch a ding ding bat.
Although Bible Man is a superhero character, the main thrust of our ministry, gross, is always to be evangelical in all Bible Man books, videos, and even live shows throughout North America. Our message is to encourage kids to form a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. God has used our ministry in the past to change lives of children, and we hope and pray that he continues to bless our work.
Wow.
Nothing more precious than the privilege of serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, our commitment to the infallible word of God, the Holy Bible, the responsibility we bear in carrying the message of the gospel, blah, 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 blah. I pray that God, blah, 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 blah. I plant
You're leaving
seeds.
Out the important stuff.
No, I'm not. Williams is a joke.
Just met Boner's brother. Is Bonker's brother a bad boy?
Those were live text messages
about
from when I was
Rings.
Watching Lord of the Rings. So that's something we can talk about. I started watching
please.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, what do you think, man?
I've watched the first two so far.
Yeah, you haven't started Return of the King yet.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do that tomorrow.
But you're into it. Do you regret waiting so long? Are you, like, happy that, like... Cause
I
you
think
talked
I'm
about,
glad that I'm older.
Yeah, you talked about, like, this kind of being an escape for you, being able to watch these cool movies.
Yeah, because I don't know if you've heard, but my dad died.
Yeah.
What we need is a few good taters.
That's probably what Buck would say, too. Buck and Samwise Gamgee are really similar in personality traits.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just a good old boy.
Just a good old boy. Just what we need is a few good taters. Are you just looking through text messages to say funny stuff with Siri?
Yeah, just to see what we going on here.
My man Frodo stays getting stabbed.
He does, though. He got stabbed twice in the first movie.
Frodo's probably my least favorite character, dude.
He's boring.
Dude, Merry and Pippin get such good stuff in the next movie. Like, you get to see.
He trusts way too easily. He's too kind.
Frodo?
Yeah, dude. He just lets... fuck it. The little stinky guy. What's his name?
Gollum. Formerly Smeagol.
He lets Smeagol just, like, walk all over him.
Yeah.
I don't like Smeagol.
Yeah, how come?
Because his choice in underwear, definitely.
Yeah.
There was,
everything
like,
about him.
Yeah. Number one is choice in underwear. Number two, his voice is really dumb.
Yeah.
He let this ring consume him, and I've never let a hoe get in the way of me and what I want.
Okay. Is that a rap music line?
Sure.
It could be.
Yeah.
It should be.
It all belongs on a dog.
It all belongs on a dog.
Yeah.
Dude, look at this picture of Bible Man praying on the back of this fucking thing.
Does Bible Man pray?
Yeah, dude, he stays praying. He's G'd
up. Cause Terry Funk is the man.
That's true.
I'm done doing that. Okay.
No, I like that bit. Keep it going.
No, I'm done with it. I'm over it. Dude, I've had what did I do? I did something that was worth talking about, I think.
Probably not.
I got my new guitar today, guys.
I ate a whole rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, that's something to talk about, huh? I haven't ate. I haven't ate yet, so I'm excited.
Why not?
To eat.
What are you doing?
Trying to lose weight, dingus.
Oh, are you doing the fasting thing again?
Yeah, I'm somewhere between, like, I've lost 12 and 17 pounds, depending on what time of day it is. So,
depending on if it's before or after a big old poopy dookie.
Yeah. But
so you're losing 3 pounds when you shit?
No, like, no. That's not what I'm meaning. You weigh different times throughout the day, depending on, like, what you eat and, like, what your actions are and times and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
So, even when we hop off here, I've got to cook food. But, yeah, I'm back on my stuff, trying to lose weight, trying to be healthy.
Back on my bullshit.
Back on it. You know, being pretty successful with it, which is exciting. You know, I'm real sad kind of because my dad's got to have surgery on his legs.
Oh, no. What's going on with that?
Oh, he's just got to
We'll talk about that after.
Okay, but it all rolls together. He's got to get his knee replaced on March 2nd. And then he's going to try to do the left one next year, and then the doctor said if he doesn't lose weight, he's gonna have to get his hip replaced. So
the third surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's gonna get his right knee this time.
Mm-hmm.
Left knee next time.
Mm-hmm.
What about his high knee?
What about his other knee? His wee knee.
Hey, we're back on our bullshit.
That's the episode, right?
Yeah.
That's the title. Left knee, right knee, high knee, or wee knee.
My man's got four knees.
Oh, man. That's a funny joke. If anyone ever tells you that, you know, like, hey, two of my three knees are messed up, what are you talking about? Well, I got a bad left knee, a bad right knee, and a good wee knee. That's a good joke. It goes
you take
over
that.
Everywhere.
Make sure you give us credit for it, though.
That goes over any crowd, dude. Come on.
Absolutely. Speaking of going over, the Royal Rumble's coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Dougie and his wife are going to come over. It's going to be fun.
So we're not doing the Zoom meeting?
We can, but we can do it for just a Royal Rumble match.
All right.
That's the only match that matters, dude. I'm not watching that whole thing. I don't care about anything else on there. I just want to watch the Rumble.
Oh,
dude.
You're not. They. You didn't invite them over to watch the Rumble.
Dougie is watching the Rumble. No. Yeah. But, like, I'm going to have it on the TV, but we're just going to, like, play games and eat dinner and stuff. The only match I'm going to watch is the
Royal Rumble.
It's the men's Rumble. That's the only one that matters.
Well, okay.
The women's Rumble is not going to be exciting unless Becky comes back. Insane.
That's what I'm thinking, though. It might happen.
Yeah, did you see the picture she posted with her daughter? And, like,
she looks great, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just, like, so in love with them. And what, like, in not like a weird way, but just like I guess how, like, white girls are for the, like, the who's the LeBryants or whatever, like how people love them. Like, that's how, yeah. I love Becky, Seth, and Rue. They're, I just love them.
Who are the LeBryants?
Remember, like, Cole and Savannah, the LeBrants, the ones, you know who I'm talking about? It's the ones that Smosh make fun of. You'll know when I'll send you a YouTuber.
Okay. I don't think that hits me in my recommendations.
What?
Stuff like the LeBrants or whatever. I don't think I've ever seen them.
I think you'll know about them. They're the ones that, like, lied about, like, being close to those fires a couple years ago just to get, like, YouTube views and stuff like that.
Oh, so they're evil.
Yeah, they're just stupid white people. But I just, I like any, like, I'm just like, I show Alyssa like all of it. I'm like, oh God, she posted a picture with her baby. Like, I can't. They're so cute, dude.
Are you worried that your home may be haunted? Are you experiencing something out of the ordinary? Well, have I got good news for you. The Nice Boys proudly presents Ghost Insurance. Would you like a small insurance plan that protects you and your family from unwanted attention from the other side? For a small fee of $39.95 a month, the Nice Boys Ghost Insurance Agency can protect your family from the six major types of hauntings. Our coverage includes residual hauntings, poltergeists, intelligent hauntings, doppelgangers, demonic hauntings, and shadow hauntings. So please, don't wait. If you feel that you are suffering an anomaly of the phantasmic nature, contact the NBGIA today to get a free estimate and $10 off a survey of your first haunted location of your choice.
It's too bad about the women's division, though.
You have to make this joke every time, huh?
Yeah, it's because Seth Rollins do it, literally mess it up.
Yeah. It's going to be fun, though. Dougie's excited to watch it, and we'll do good. Season 8 of Apex is coming up, dude. That looks insane.
Oh, man. They come by quick, don't they?
They're adding a new legend, and they are adding a new gun, and they're completely like Kings Canyon. They're calling it like Kings Canyon Exploded. It looks, I cannot wait to play. February 2nd.
We will play. I will get on.
Dude, I went to get an oil change, and then I ran like 3 miles, and I felt really accomplished.
You've had just a real productive day.
I've done a lot of things today. I've cleaned. I did dishes. I've cooked. I got to cook again once I get off here. I'm excited about it.
We've recorded. This is the second podcast we've recorded.
Yeah. We recorded one with the Tune Junkies. You guys are going to hear next week. It was a lot of fun having those boys on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else? I went to Epcot today.
Yeah, what'd you do? So what's the appeal of Epcot? Do you ride rides there, or are you just going to, like, you know, just drink and be stupid?
So there are rides there, and there are good rides there, but it's more about, like, the food and the drinks from all around the world.
Yeah.
Or whatever festival is going on at Epcot. Right now it's the Arts Festival.
And what kind of arts did you see?
They have, like, paintings, and they have statues up.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then they have, like, places you can buy art. But also they do, like, artful-looking food. Like, all the food that we ate today didn't just taste good, but it looked really pretty.
Okay.
So, like, the tartare I had. Also, can we talk? No, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
The steak tartare we had.
Steak tartare.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Please tell me.
Look at that thing.
That looks great, dude.
Yeah, all the food is, like, real pretty.
Oh, Sunday, I made jambalaya, like, homemade for the first time.
Yeah.
It was fun. And I took it over to Bill, and I fed him, and he liked it. So, got the stamp of approval. Dude, do you mess around with Creole seasoning?
Oh, I've got 3 different kinds.
It's, like, it's good, but it's, like, straight spice. Like, it's, like,
well,
I'm into it.
Here's the deal. You're starting to like spicy?
Well, here's the thing. I like spicy things. Things that are heat based off of spices. I don't like hot stuff. I don't like, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
You don't like hot sauce.
I'm not going to pour hot sauce on something. But if something is spicy, I'm into it.
Okay. All right. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And we remember on Greg Day when I talked about your geographic tongue and, like, explained something that even you didn't know about it.
Uh-huh.
And no. You're like, God, I hate that you know me.
Yeah. I like making jokes like that. It's like some of my fun. Like, quit knowing stuff about me, dude.
I don't like that you know that about me.
I don't like that you have information on me. I'm the guy that knows stuff.
We've been friends going on 13 years.
Yeah. It's crazy, huh?
Yeah, man.
I was talking about it with Alyssa, I think, not too, like a couple of weeks, like a week or so ago, about like us first meeting at camp and connecting over Wayne's World. And I mean, literally. And then the summer after is when we really connected, because that's when we called each other on the phone. And that's like when this whole thing started. Like what we're doing right now is started like 11 years ago, like just on the phone. And we concocted an idea to dress up as superheroes. We talked about like an hour and a half about using a grappling hook for whatever reason. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. And listen, we've got money now.
We were obsessed with getting a grappling hook, and now that we're adults, there's no reason we don't have grappling hooks.
I'm telling you right now, we each need a grappling hook.
I know we've talked about it on here before. I know you can get a grappling hook for like $30. Like there's no reason we
shouldn't have one.
Don't have grappling hooks, dude.
We have jobs, and those jobs are solely for us to have money to buy grappling hooks, and we're not utilizing it.
We're not responsible adults. If we were, we'd have grappling hooks, dude.
Yeah, we're definitely dumb idiots because we don't have grappling hooks.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But I just, you know, we connected, and then, you know, we've almost been technically, you know, we took a lot of breaks in between, but this is our third year of doing the podcast. Started in 2018. We're going into 2021. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess like what, April or May?
I don't exactly remember, but yeah, something like that. But yeah, going into the third year of doing it.
Do you guys like this shit?
Do you guys like it?
Tell us about it. Do you guys like it enough to buy t-shirts?
Yeah, because we said that last week. We have t-shirts. We have a Teespring, guys. We have a store. We'll start linking it in the podcast descriptions, but we have Nice Boys merch for you to purchase.
Let's tell them what we got for them.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
We got a logo tee in three different colors.
Yeah.
It's just a tiny little Nice Boys logo on the corner of a black t-shirt or a gray t-shirt.
Be on your like your left breast, like right above it, like a left peg twirl. Yeah, just like a cool little logo tee.
We got a pink one.
Yeah, it's pink, black, and gray. We have a hoodie and a crew neck sweater. They're the exact same thing.
And then it gets a little bit interesting.
It's a little saucy.
Remember when we joked about having a Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt that said Ezekiel 23:20?
It's not a joke, babies.
Go get you one.
There's an Ezekiel 23:20 shirt you can have right now.
Absolutely. On teespring.com/niceboyspodcast. Yeah. Also, you can get yourself an enemy of the podcast with Mike Moore's signature on it.
Yeah.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Mike Moore, enemy of the podcast.
That snake. That freaking rat.
That lying deceiver.
That coward.
That Kawasaki motorbike looking ass.
He's a clown.
That guy sucks camels.
Out balling in Jordan 1s, dude. Come on. You're white.
You're Caucasian.
You're from a little Christian school, dude.
A Podunk town called Wabash. Y'all guys just got a Walmart.
You work at the bank, dude.
What have you ever done in your life besides count other people's money?
Oh, Mike Moore, burn.
Senior pastor of the remnant. More like senior pastor of my butt.
Got him. You got him, dude.
Get yourself. You get him now.
Now you can get Mike Moore too with an enemy of the podcast t-shirt.
We're gonna make $1 million. Just kidding, we're not gonna make a single red cent off of any of these t-shirts.
No,
but
we're not
buy them
money. Yeah, get them, rep them, wear them. We also
they're really affordable. We got them down to like the bare price.
Yeah
just so that you guys could be walking around with our logo.
And
tell your friends. People will ask you what's Nice Boys, and then you have to explain whatever the hell this is.
Also, we got some stickers on there, which the Nice Boys logo, and then I did make one for the Kitchen Nice Boys for people that's been following us from the beginning, if you want something like that, for the OG fart knockers and horny ghosts out there.
Absolutely. This has turned into just a long commercial.
Ah, that's fine. Hey, there's going to be a commercial that you're probably going to hear during the ad break this week about ghost insurance, and I hope you like that. So.
It made Austin laugh, and that's all that matters.
I hope you liked it. You laughed, too, when you first heard it, maybe?
I did.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, man.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited about what's to come. I'm really excited about the future of this PopCax.
Yeah, be on the lookout next week for that Tune Junkies. I think, not confirmed, but you said we're going to try to have Annie on, maybe?
Yeah, we're going to have Annie on. I'll get a date for sure. But our good friend Annie that we talk about sometime.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to her, and I'm excited to persuade her to my side of the fence about why bees are useless and stupid. So I'm excited about it.
And I'm excited for you to get it through your head that they're very important.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever, dude.
Not going to happen.
Fake news.
Also, she has a really cool job that we could talk about.
Yeah, I would love to. I like learning.
You do. And you too can learn with the Bible Man Combat Manual.
Yay. We love Bible Man, dude.
I think we should really honestly try to get Willie Ames on this podcast.
I think we could. Did you see my text message? I just texted you and Danny a little while ago.
Huh.
You may want to look at it, dude.
I don't want to.
May want to look at it.
Maybe you want to suck a man's. Where is it?
I don't know, but I sent it to you guys. Anyway,
it definitely didn't get it.
It's a screenshot from my Instagram feed where David A.R. White has liked another one of my comments. I don't want to freak you guys out.
Dude, I didn't get that text message.
I don't want to freak you guys out, but there's a good chance that me and David A.R. White are now in a bromance. And
we're really good friends.
We could talk to David A.R. White.
There's no question that we could talk to David A.R. White.
We got to.
Let's try it. Send him a DM. See what's what.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we would have to have Danny, of course.
Of course.
Our boy Danny.
And talk about Beckman.
Danny, listen, if you ever want to listen, if you are listening to this right now, and you decide that you're done giving bad opinions about movies, we would love for you to be on this podcast.
This is your official invitation to become the third Nice Boy.
Permanently.
I'm nervous, dude. I'm a little nervous.
I'm giddy.
It's like asking somebody on a date.
So,
Danny, will you Nice Boy with us? I'll stop cussing if that's what it takes.
He said it.
If you don't want to be on a cuss show, I'll stop cussing.
He said it. Well?
Well, I guess this is it.
I guess we're done, dude.
Buy our t-shirts.
Yeah.
Buy a hoodie. You can get a pink hoodie that says Nice Boys on it, dude.
That's so cool.
I'm going to get one.
I might have some.
I might fuck around and get two.
I'm definitely going to have at least a Nice Boy shirt.
I think I'm going to buy one of everything.
I'm definitely not getting a Enemy of the Podcaster Ezekiel 2321, but I want the Nice Boy.
Why not?
Just not my thing, man.
All right. To each their own. Well,
yeah.
You can follow me at Shane is Rad on all forms of social media. You can follow my friend Austin Jones at Austin Jones TN on Instagram. Don't follow his Twitter. He doesn't need you. Send nudes to our friends, Dog Cops. Hey, Dog Cops, have you guys gotten any nudes yet?
And if you haven't, you guys are irresponsible listeners, man or woman.
Yeah. Sirs and ladies and non-binary, send nudes to Dog Cops.
Send them a Shawn Michaels Bell picture, dude.
Send them a picture of just like one of your nipples up close. Send them a picture of your armpit hair. Send them a picture.
Do the thing do the thing where you do your thigh and you put like a thong on it and it looks like butt cheeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. Or do like Paul Rudd does, where you take a photo and you make your finger look like it's a butt. You can also listen to Bell Pop Music in addition to I have a couple of doses of the grandpa's cough medicine, so my performance is not very good. But you can off the EP Zang, the song is Outrageous. Get into it. Follow us at Nice Boys. Buy our merch. Join our Patreon. I'm sure there's something on there. Probably not. We haven't even touched it since we made it. So yeah. All right, well, fuck, Austin, what are you looking at?
Why can't you tease egg whites?
I don't know why.
Because they can't take a yolk.
That one was really, really good.